Sean McIntyre is the managing Florida partner of North American Properties. He says it was the combination of private developers like his with the City of Tallahassee, Leon County, Blueprint 2000, and the Community Redevelopment Agency that made the total and massive makeover of West Gaines and Madison Streets a reality.
What it did is it allowed developers like myself and Alan Hooper at Collegetown and with Andy Miller and the Seminole Boosters to really go in there and reinvent that couple block area. And what that did was it took an area that was generating maybe $200,000 to $300,000 a year in tax revenue that's now generating $4 to $5 million a year.
And without the public-private relationships forged during that project, McIntyre says, his company's next big development, if not impossible, would surely be a lot tougher to pull off, mainly because it involves a land swap.
That relationship with the City of Tallahassee and with FSU, those are the two players in the Cascades project. The exchange that is taking place, the city owns the piece of property next to the Civic Center, and they're trading, I think it's called the O'Connell site, they're trading that for the two blocks on Cascades Park and another piece on Gaines Street in an exchange there because FSU wants to do the Arena District, build the College of Business and there, and they need that piece of land for their Convention Center Hotel.
Why the easternmost two blocks of Gaines Street? McIntyre says it's the old real estate mantra, location, location, location.
The community basically built the amenity for the development because where else can you go and push a button in an elevator and be on the first floor and either walk two or three blocks to the 32,000 people that work downtown, all within a half mile of Cascades Park?
McIntyre says this will be what's called a mixed-use development.
There'll be about 27,000 square feet of office there, so people could actually office on the park with their own. They'll have their own parking. 120-room boutique hotel, which we believe Tallahassee is ready for, and then about 300 units of apartments, singles, studios, and two bedrooms, housing about 450 residents. Wellness center for a local healthcare provider, and then limited retail, and there'll be more sports or park-oriented retail, whether it's a bike shop, yoga, sports apparel, that sort of stuff.
Along with a variety of food and beverage sellers, McIntyre says, none of which would compete directly with the high-end Edison restaurant on the other side of Cascades Park. Another unique aspect to this location, McIntyre acknowledges, is its historical significance.
The history that has taken place on that corner, not only with what was the Division of Corporations office building, before that it was the Leon County Jail. And then there was also, as importantly, if not more, the Leon County Public Health Unit. That building was built in 1939 by the WPA as part of the Great Depression economic stimulus.
McIntyre says there are many options to preserving those structures, either in whole or in part, as well as publicly documenting their history within the development itself. To that end, he says he'd like local folks to help guide the project concept, at least to a degree.
We're involving the community from a broad spectrum to come into there and give us the ideas and speak to us. I'm not the type of developer that says, here's my idea, take it or leave it. We're the kind of developers that come on, okay, let's talk about this a couple of times. And after we start getting the fabric of what the community really wants there, then it's a lot easier to bring that to a consensus.
After that's done, McIntyre says the project will get underway in earnest.
We've got about a 30-month construction duration. Starting next spring is our goal. And we want to light the Christmas tree on November 27th of 2020, which is the Friday after Thanksgiving in 2020.
McIntyre estimates the cost of the project at around $105 million. He pegs the number of construction jobs during the 30-month build-out at around 2,000, total permanent jobs connected with the development somewhere north of 500. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.